This is for January the 4th of 2024, Frank Rivera. The last name is R-I-V-E-R-A. Seven-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B with trace of protein in the urine. Period. This patient has a background of diabetes mellitus, some hyperlipidemia. But most importantly, the patient has a severe cardiomyopathy. The patient has developed significant fluid retention, not only in the lower extremities, but in the abdomen. Yesterday, he underwent paracentesis. 5.25 liters were obtained, period. Emphasis was made about the need for him to follow the fluid restriction and the body weight. It has been difficult for him to follow those recommendations, but that is the only way to control this significant fluid retention. We spend more than 20 minutes of the face-to-face explaining that the problem is not necessarily in the kidneys, the problem is in the heart. And the need for him to eliminate the salt in the diet, to follow a fluid restriction of 35 ounces in 24 hours, he was stressed. Number two, the patient is taking a spironolactone. The potassium is 4.8. We are going to start the patient on furosemide, 40 milligrams every 12 hours. And we are going to monitor the serum electrolytes. Following number, the patient has a relapsing ascites that was discussed before. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is most likely associated to the volume contraction. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks, and we advise the patient to keep in touch with the office with the intake and output as well as the body weight in order to be able to help him effectively. Re-evaluation in 4 weeks, a paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the history in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.